The Notts opener Michael Lum scored his third century in one-day cricket in a row, following a club record 184 against Northampton and 133 against Warwickshire. He made 105 in their 270 runs from their rain-affected 42 overs. The target was then rounded up to 252 under the Duckworth Lewis. 47 from Phil Mustard and 69 from Paul Wanning. Well, Keaton, that was a tense affair, wasn't it? And throughout the majority of the Durham innings, it was touch and go as to whether you were going to be in contention.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all the way through, we kind of stayed in the game, I thought. Bar that little period where we lost kind of three wickets for not a whole heap of runs. But I mean, besides that, Rocky and Colonel set a lovely platform. And then Colin Richard played beautifully to kind of take us towards the end. And then finished off. So it was a really good game for everyone that came and watched.
You mentioned the little period where three wickets fell, and Duckworth Lewis is really harsh to the team batting second, isn't it? Suddenly, you know, you're ahead of the Duckworth Lewis by quite a considerable margin. Suddenly you're behind it by 20, 30 runs, and you have to keep playing catch-up all the time.
It is, but at the same stage, with having four guys outside the ring, you can always play catch-up. The last couple of overs, that power play can be brutal on a bowler. So just have wickets in hand, and then two guys set, like Colin Richard did, kind of just takes the game away from a side to a certain degree if they play well in that period, because you just can't stop runs.
Well, the partnership from Paul Collingwood and Phil must have calmed things down again after that flurry of wickets, and then once they had gone, Michael Richardson came in. I think he had a point to prove as well, didn't he? Because he hasn't played in any of the one-day games so far this season. He's ended up with a career best today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, Richard played beautifully. He was calm, collected. I think he got 50 or 42 balls as well under pressure. I mean, pity for him. He didn't get the guys home. But, I mean, it's just the way he went about playing was really awesome.
You were still requiring quite a number of runs. And when I was looking back through the scorecard, I think by the time you hit your six on the penultimate ball, there hadn't been a boundary from Durham for something like eight or nine overs. The pressure that Notts had brought onto you had really worked, and it looked like it was going to be a tough ask. And then we saw it with John Hastings and Chris Rushworth a couple of years ago at Worcester in the T20. You're trying to bowl Yorkers, and sometimes there's an arrow margin between a Yorker and a full toss, and you put Harry Gurney into the stands for six.
At times there's very small margins. I mean, on a big ground, even if you miss your Yorker, sometimes you get caught at long on and you're out. Thankfully today it hit the middle of the bat and went for six. I mean, it's one of those where we get to that stage and you have no other choice but to go for it, and thankfully it came off today.
Were your eyes on Storks when you saw that ball coming?
no, not at all. It was one of those, you kind of just try and watch the ball as close as you can, obviously not being in for any length of time, and just try and hit it. Thankfully it hit the middle of the bat and off it goes. I mean, on any other day you catch inside half and you run one and you kind of sit disappointed at the non-strikers, and thankfully today was my day.
You needed nine off two balls. You managed to get a four as well to win the game. It gives you a nice sort of pedestal as far as this group's concerned, because it was looking like it was going to be three defeats out of four. Now it's two wins out of four.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, I think all the sides are really close. Everyone's kind of won and lost against each other. So I think towards the end, every game will be crucial. And just try and play good cricket in every game. And hopefully we can come out on top and get into the knockout stages.
I know John, the coach, was very upset with you after the game against Worcestershire on Sunday. Some words needed to be said, didn't they, after that performance?
100%. And I mean, the guys have reacted. That's what John kind of said to us, is make sure we do have a reaction. And the guys have reacted, and we've played really good cricket today.
Now, you've got to go back on the road again now, all the way down to Northants on Friday night, but you travel there in good spirits after a win like this. It lifts everybody, doesn't it?
Definitely. I mean, all the miles and the legs are definitely easier when you have a couple of wins underneath your belt. It's always a little bit harder when you lose. Everything just seems to take an hour longer and kind of hurt a little bit more. But now very, very happy to win, and hopefully we can kind of back it up on Friday.
And it's strange, we've now got quite a gap in the one-day cup, four matches, and then it's another 6 weeks before we see the tournament again.
Yeah, and then back into Red Bull cricket and kind of competing at the top of the table there. So hopefully we can start off on Monday again really well and put in some really good performances against Yorkshire.
And finally, Northants on Friday, a bit of an unknown quantity that you've hardly played them in T20, and the match down there got rained off last year.
It did get rained off. So hopefully we can go down and just play really good cricket, focus on our strengths, and just make sure we kind of execute what we want to do.